The crisis on the Korean Peninsula has ratcheted up as both sides dig in and harden their positions. Pyongyang has continued to test and refine its nuclear warhead and missile launching capacities, and Washington has responded with a new round of economic sanctions that have been endorsed and enacted by the UN Security Council, including Russia and China. This, in turn, has set off a round of intemperate talk on both sides. The North Koreans have threatened to retaliate against U.S. targets if attacked, and the U.S., in the person of Donald J. Trump, has pledged to annihilate North Korea if they do so. The hyperbolic verbal exchanges are no different than the expletives hurled by two rivals at each other prior to a schoolyard or barroom brawl. While the fiery rhetoric by both sides amounts to no more than posturing, it still contributes to an increasingly tense atmosphere, and many fear it could lead to dire consequences. But a look behind the scenes shows a somewhat different picture. On the U.S. side, real power now resides in a triumvirate of military henchmen, Mattis at the helm of the Defense, a.k.a. War Department, McMaster as National Security Advisor, and Kelly as Chief of Staff. These three retired generals form a triumvirate at the seat of power. As top members of the military-industrial complex and the national security state, they share the same perspective, maintain U.S. global hegemony at all costs. Trump's tweets serve as a diversionary tactic to keep other parties to the conflict, particularly China, off guard. China finds itself caught between a rock and a hard place. The U.S. is pressuring them to do more, but they have limited options. In response, they are trying to cajole the DPRK and the U.S. to the negotiating table by playing both sides against the middle. It has agreed to endorse further economic sanctions against Pyongyang to placate Washington, while attempting to convince the North Koreans to return to the negotiating table. Meanwhile, Rex Tillerson, the exotic U.S. Secretary of State, is shuttling between Asian capitals, trying to enlist support for tougher sanctions while holding out the promise of accommodating the North's security concerns, declaring that the U.S. has no interest in regime change. Given previous U.S. actions, that sounds like a hollow promise to the North Koreans. The question is, will the U.S. and North Korea enter into peace negotiations without any preconditions? The U.S. position has been that North Korea must commit to denuclearize before negotiations begin, while the DPRK demands that the U.S. must first stop its war games and other provocative actions against them. The clearest path to a lessening of tensions would be hammering out a settlement behind the scenes, which can then be used as a framework for both sides coming together at the negotiating table. This is the type of negotiating strategy that Henry Kissinger made famous. That seems to be China's hope for a resolution of the crisis. If both the U.S. and DPRK remain intransigent, however, that hope may be shattered.